President Bush pushed his Social Security and energy plans in a primetime press conference Thursday night. But despite the president's star presence, the week appeared to be dominated by partisan standoffs in Congress. Intense speculation continues over whether and when Senate Republicans will try to ban filibusters to call a vote on some of the president's judicial nominations. House Republicans retreated on ethics changes they adopted in January that protected the embattled Majority Leader Tom DeLay, but lawmakers in the House and Senate made a significant breakthrough on the budget. Todd Domke is a Republican strategist, and Dan Payne is a Democratic media consultant. They join us from member station WBUR in Boston. Gentlemen, thanks very much for being back with us.
Great to be with you.
Nice to be with you.
Todd, let me turn to you first. What's going on with the Republicans and Tom DeLay?
Well, he's called the Hammer as a nickname for a reason. He was very effective in unifying Republicans in the House and making the case against the Democrats. But in terms of the national image of the party, we could do better. But DeLay and others, Bolton and others, are strong, aggressive personalities. Sometimes that's what's needed to get things done in Washington. But there's kind of a Peter principle in Washington, too, that where you rise to the highest level of your arrogance, then people start tearing you apart.
Well, Dan Payne, when all is said and done, would the Democrats just as soon have Tom DeLay in a prominent position where they can continue to level criticism at him and make him the face of the party?
Yeah, I think that's a smart political move. Tom DeLay is Newt Gingrich without the charm. This is a classic case of somebody overplaying their hand. He's mistaken power for popularity, and he's really focused national attention on himself at a time when the president wants it to be focused on Social Security and other matters. I thought it was interesting in the press conference the other night that Bush didn't mention Tom DeLay's name once. And I think that tells us how radioactive DeLay is.
Todd Domke, how solid is White House support for John Bolton's nomination to be the UN ambassador?
It matters less what you think about John Bolton than what you think about the United Nations, since the Republican base feels the United Nations is so scandal-plagued, hypocritical, anti-American, then they want somebody who can be blunt, as Bush put it, as sometimes angry and sometimes saying things to upset them, to try to get them to change. And so it really doesn't hurt the White House to back him all the way.
Dan Payne, is John Bolton, who I'm afraid we probably all heard described as looking a little bit like Yosemite Sam, the cartoon character, is he a valuable recruiting and fundraising tool for the Democratic Party now?
Absolutely. He's right after Tom DeLay, I would expect, within Democratic circles for raising funds and animating Democratic activists. And Bolton is his own worst enemy. What's happening to him is not coming from Democrats. It's coming from former employees and former colleagues who are questioning his judgment and his manner. And I think it's also interesting that there have been a couple of stories out of Washington that Colin Powell, former Secretary of State, has been leaking information on Bolton concerning the advice he was given about Iraq during Mr. Powell's famous presentation. He is saying, in effect, Bolton was the guy who supplied that information, that misinformation. So again, Democrats don't have to do much at all. Let the Republicans do it themselves.
Let me follow up something with you on the Democratic side, Dan Payne. Is it hard for the Democrats to make an issue of defending the filibuster? After, in so many minds, even among Democrats, the filibuster got so overwhelmingly identified as an instrument to frustrate the American civil rights movement. Now they're in the position of saying, we need the filibuster. It's a great weapon of democracy.
Well, apparently not. There were two polls done earlier this month that showed that anywhere from half to two-thirds of the American public want to keep the filibuster to block appointments, which they find objectionable. Mm-hmm. Americans do not want to monkey around with the rules so that one party or the other can have a complete advantage. And the argument that Democrats are being unfair now on judicial appointments doesn't really stand the test of history. 60 of President Clinton's judicial nominees were denied up or down votes. And today, Bush has only lost three. So the numbers are not on the side of the Republicans.
This really is kind of a tiny squabble politically, but it does foreshadow an Armageddon to come, which is the conflict and conflagration once Bush nominates a Supreme Court justice. So that's what this really is all about, each side preparing for that. And when that happens, this will seem like just a very small thing.
The president went on the hustings to sell his Social Security plans. The hope, obviously, would be that he would move American public opinion to the point where the Congress would be affected by it and Republicans would fall into line, and maybe as many as a dozen Democrats would say, look, this is the will of the public, we have to do something. Why hasn't that happened?
Well, overt campaigning might be counterproductive when you are making a case against politics as usual, so because it seems like politics as usual to be campaigning like that. So his campaign around the country obviously didn't work. Mm-hmm. So the reality is that unless Bush is able to find a few key Democrats who can say, okay, enough of the rhetoric, let's sit down and fix this, it's not going to happen because it's such an abstract issue for most people that the only hope is leadership in Washington. And when he was campaigning out in the country for 60 days, that's not where he would be able to effect a solution.
Well, he actually lost support while he went out and campaigned for it. I hate to tell you this, Todd, but the Democrats supporting Bush on Social Security are scarcer than the ivory woodpecker. And the Republicans in Washington, with their majority in both houses and in the White House, they have really not handled themselves very well in the first 4 months of this new administration. So if they continue to try to force things down the throats of the Democrats in Congress and of the American public, they're going to be rebuffed.
Gentlemen, nice to have you back. Thanks very much for being with us.
Enjoyed it.
My pleasure.
Dan Payne, Democratic media specialist, and Todd Domke, a Republican strategist, speaking to us from WBUR in Boston.